This is an example of speech.
All our history of royalty.
Welcome to Tell Me What to Think, a free from oversight and free of charge, thoughtfully improvised, expletive deleted, details expanded, whistle blow hard evergreen topical heatwave of an ongoing conversation, turn podcast, in which we discuss politics, global affairs, current events, and anything else that bubbles up from the unmoderated comment section in our brains. We urge you to join us and tell us what you think. To listen to the archives, go to stoneduckmedia.com or tellmewhattothink.com. You can contact us at tmwttpod@gmail.com. I'm Peter Elbro. You can contact me on Twitter at BloatedNemesis, and I have with me, as always and forever, Charles Minnick, who is on Twitter at green_weird, which is spelled W-Y-R-D. This episode, we tell you what to think about the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Prepared to get righteous and reactionary, this is Tell Me What to Think. Time to get on our soap pod and tell you what to think.
Sell cocaine is just incontrovertibly insane. Remigation of the old voice network. Decision signed with a shake and a squirt. Centralized days can turn a blind eye. Those who benefit can never ask why.
We're going to talk about the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. And it was the Legislative Audit Bureau did a...
their annual audit. Is it biennial?
I think it's, every 2 years, I believe. And so this was formed in 2010?
2011.
11, okay.
It was Scott Walker's reorganization of the Department of Commerce into a non-state organization, which is why the laws that they reference in this report reference laws that date back to 2008 when these... grants and loan programs were administered by the Department of Commerce.
Oh, because some of theirs was like grandfathered into this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wonder how that affects all these stats that they have.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, in terms of the change over time, because those would also be ending.
Yeah, they don't really compare themselves to what the Department of Commerce...
they don't do that. They do it to the early WEDC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look how much better we're doing. But how much better was it when it was a state organization?
So, okay, one theme of this audit is that they aren't following statutes.
Or best practices.
Yeah. It's kind of a phrase repeated over and over again in it. And
is that the polite way of saying you're breaking the law?
I mean, statutes are laws. So, there must be...
But never your crime.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not... What? Is that criminal? I don't think that's criminal law.
Civil law?
Man, we're only a few minutes into the podcast and we need our legal expert.
Well, anyways.
It's the statutes that guide the formation of these state-run or state, in this case, financed institutions... Mm-hmm. And it's like your statutory goal is to do this and accomplish this and to record that. And, they aren't following all of it.
But this is hundreds of thousands of dollars on the line. Like, these mistakes.
Yeah, which then actually could add up to even more. But
it seems like they put people in jail for fraud for far less than that.
Well, okay, so one thing that's not, this audit did not get into, trying not to put the cart in front of the horse too much, but is implications or suggestions of corruption or anything like that. Mm-hmm.
Except in two particular, can we preface with this, the two particular
Well, it
cases?
Pointed out to that, get you thinking.
Pretty egregious.
Their Exact Sciences and Walgreens. Exact Sciences received grants that are meant for corporations that create jobs in Wisconsin for jobs they created outside of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
and in like 23, there's like a lot of states.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
30 some non-contiguous states. Like
they have all these operations elsewhere. By the way, there are two exact sciences projects going up just within a few miles of where we're sitting.
Oh, is that where they're building their third facility?
They are building a headquarters. I just drove by it yesterday. I'm trying to remember exactly where it was. I think you could see it from the Beltline somewhere. But then they are building I don't even know what it is, but
that's
some huge third, like research.
Okay, that's the third lab that they mentioned in the report.
That's actually almost directly north of here by, mile and a half.
Crazy.
And they're both. And so there's money going towards these things. Now, Exact Sciences is a company that is rapidly they're in 30 states. They developed, they point out in that article.
Colorectal cancer development.
like scanning drug or whatever.
No, like a home test.
Yeah, test for it, yeah. So they're expanding a lot. And then Walgreens, I don't know what Walgreens is.
Theirs is a little bit more obscure. I'm trying to remember what the exact... Were they abusing the Wisconsin Works program? Is that what it was?
There's was more. Oh, well, here, let's...
But anyways, to preface this with Walgreens, they are perhaps one of the most controversial corporations in the entire state of Wisconsin right now.
Yeah, the dark store.
Right.
Yeah.
They are the corporation that made the dark store thing a thing in front of the state Supreme Court. And to find that they're costing the state even more in tax credits, at least shady. We can call this at least shady, right?
Yeah. No, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. And Exact Sciences is going to return those tax credits, because of course they are.
Yeah.
It's like, oops, we're sorry, our bad, please do not.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, here we go. Live. Where is Walgreens? Oh, yeah, okay, that's the one. It was a tax credit from the WEDC here's one thing that's weird about the WEDC, reading through this, is that it's interesting that they're giving this, it's not a state agency, although they have a lot of statutory guidelines, which they don't always follow, and funding, but they're allowed to give out tax credits, which isn't really like a grant, like, to me, thinking of them as sort of like a lender... Purely, I can see being organized the way it is. I mean, sort of. I understand the problems, we'll get more into that. But giving something that's not just directly state, like, this is the state, the ability to give out tax credits is really weird to me.
Yeah, it seems like
that they have that authority. It's like, why don't we give Google that ability? Like, maybe they do it better. I mean...
Maybe they would.
I mean, maybe... I don't know. It just seems like that should be... something very the state would want to hold tight if it was acting in good faith.
But this is Scott Walker's pet program, so he wanted no part of that.
And he had to give it some juice, I think. He had to give them something more than just the ability to give out grants and loans.
Yeah.
And I think this tax credit, because the tax credit is what Foxconn mostly was getting, right?
Right.
And that's now, majority of what they did is just Foxconn.
Yep.
Which the audit kind of makes clear.
Yeah.
That tax credits have become the favored way for these companies to benefit from WEDC.
Mm-hmm.
And by far the biggest tax credit. In fact, they have like these 3-year stretches or whatever but where they give... they're only allowed to give this amount of tax credits within these stretches, and all of it went to Foxconn over this one.
Yeah.
Like, hello, rest of the state. You know, you were kind of thinking, oh, maybe it isn't good for me, but maybe it's not bad for me. There are not companies being given these tax credits in Superior, La Crosse, Wausau, Green Bay.
Beloit.
Beloit, which is, USA Today, just named as the worst city in Wisconsin. Because it all went to Foxconn. Like, all of it. They What a terrible negotiator. What? I will give you all of my money. They gave everything they had.
They had to apportion more money. Give them
Oh my god, it's so ridiculous. Anyway.
So that's what they mean by starving resources from the rest of the state, and why some of this economic development is fucking terrible if it's misapplied.
Yeah, because there's two arguments. Well, let's just go quick. Okay. The Walgreens thing, but then I want to get into... they received $462,000 in tax credits, even though they lost 17 jobs. So it's meant to go towards job creation, but they
lost.
At least Exact Science has created jobs elsewhere.
Yeah, and well, they're blowing up here in Madison.
Yeah.
But those credits were for creating and retaining jobs, and Walgreens just... Because there's no accountability, which is, again, the other theme of this report, is that...
This is the extent of the accountability.
Yeah, this is the extent of accountability, and this is the height of it. Like, inside, it doesn't get any better, apparently, because they have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, and like, they talked about past reports, and they're like, we recommended they follow these statutes from last time we audited them, and they're like, they did.
And
but there's also other things, like... They're doing kind of like the bare minimum, like, oh shit, we got caught not doing that. Okay, we'll do that, but then we're going to start. And it kind of seemed to almost map with like the shifting from certain types of loans and grants into other types
programs.
Or tax credits.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like they're like playing like whack-a-mole with the auditing.
Yeah, trying to move it around the audit or the spreadsheet to find out where they can get the least amount of oversight and accountability. And that's why, like, page 30 made it expressly clear, this is why Scott Walker did this, reorganize the Department of Commerce into the WEDC, because they can't make administrative rules.
Yes, talk more about that.
So, the administrative rules part means, so they would promulgate rules for these programs, like, it will meet all of these standards. Like, they will have this amount, this certain type of underwriting, and this amount of contributions. Because a lot of these programs do have, like, 50-50 contribution requirements, at least mm-hmm. the grants. So, yeah, but without those administrative rules, the people who are basically just signing the name on the contracts are allowed to, you know, be flexible with how they're applied.
And, okay.
The administrative rules also would mandate oversight. There would be reporting requirements, which obviously, if not been met, like they don't even. Yeah.
No, that there'd be like regular like hearings
mm-hmm.
in front of the legislature. So the devil's advocate position is government. Oh God, so I can't even like say it because it just sounds so stupid. Like, I don't want someone to take my quote out of context. Government regulation restricts abilities, businesses, or even government agencies, they're kind of arguing.
This restricts businesses' ability to bilk the government.
The government regulating the government restricts the government's ability to... To be flexible, because there's, I'm finishing this business organization class, and it talks about how a lot of the trends in corporate structure are to lead to more flexibility for management, so they can swing deals on the fly or something,
stupid.
They're taking this to government, it seems, and... I don't know.
A giant tax fraud. I guess what do you want? This is at least shady. We can agree to that. This is probably the shadiest.
I think because of the lack of administration and oversight, when you have these anomalies, it has to be a red flag for some, for
AGs.
A legislature. Even that. You'd almost think like a prosecutor reading this and like, because I started doing that. I didn't totally finish it because I started doing research on the appendices. Now, I didn't stumble upon any sort of like smoking gun, like, aha, this LLC is really connected to. But there's a lot there. I didn't even do a drop in the bucket of what I could have looked into. One of them was some sort of real estate loan thing or something like that. And there's like two or three of the things were like these address LLCs in Madison here.
Yeah, the historic preservation loans.
Not just those. There was another one. Although I did see those as well. But there were the ones that... So, like, I looked into one of the companies. I'm like, oh, it's like 616 Fair Oaks Avenue LLC or something.
Okay.
And MCU reference. 666 Fair. Yeah. And that's, like, I think, a common way to name your LLC. But I looked into it, and they're just building, like, a mixed-use apartment commerce building. It's like... We have a ton of that here, I'm sure.
So much.
Like, is it so needed in Madison where, like, there's already an incentive to build and expand?
Right.
You don't need this.
No.
Like, or the money can come from the city itself. Like, I would be kind of mad if I was someone in Wausau, you know, talking about, like, the Racine thing. But if I looked in through these appendices, I'm like, what does Madison get 3 out of the top 10 biggest grants when, you know, we have a downtown that's crumbling, or we have a, you know, whatever it is.
Any, like, insert name of city in Wisconsin here that isn't Madison.
Yeah.
Like, our whatever is crumbling.
We're somewhat Milwaukee, but, I mean, that is also just a size issue.
Complicated issues.
But, I mean, it's just, Milwaukee is... I would expect to see them prominently placed in anything about the state, and they should be. And
yeah,
actually,
absolutely.
Their absence is more of a worry.
Are we talking about that minority business development program?
In
I was
here?
Gonna wait for that.
Did you
notice that? Like in one of the programs in Appendix A or whatever it was. Let me find it. Yeah, the Appendix 7, Program 24, Minority Business Development. No contracts were executed in fiscal year 2017-18.
Yeah. And so what? There's just not enough people in our state government that even care about that type of shit?
I can't believe there would be no applications for that type of loan or grant project that development project, if it were more widely known.
Yeah, it could be an issue of, not putting it on the phone menu for your phone number, or, you know, it's not, there's no box on the form to check it.
And this is part of the problem with the WEDC is how clients, like, they don't go looking for people. All, like, the one thing that this report made clear is that every contract, loan, grant is, those people come to the WEDC looking for that.
Yeah.
So they know exactly who these people. So it's a regional basis. There's, like, what, 10 regions? And then the head office here in Madison. So those people in the regional offices, I'm sure, rub elbows with these business leaders who end up coming to them for tax credits, grants, and loans. So there's a very, very thick, I don't know, old boys clique aspect to it.
Yeah, which any good faith thing like this, economic development, you know, institution should be trying to bring economic development to areas, peoples, places, classes, whatever, that are lacking.
Right. I mean, just instead of...
Otherwise, why are we doing it?
Right? Like, instead of spending $1.5 million in Madison on a couple of high-rises that are probably going to go up there anyway and you're just subsidizing it, put that in, like, $50,000 block grants to, like, almost every city in the state at that rate.
Yeah. Well, or, like, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily make it the number one issue of it, but, like, or, like you're saying, they're not doing these minority grants for minorities-owned businesses. It's like, okay, maybe if you're doing it in something like Madison, make it minority-owned.
Sure.
You know, something that's, like, trying to shake up something in a positive way. Otherwise, we're just, like, literally creating these government fund... Oh, it's so great. We're creating this government-funded but not managed organizations simply to aid corruption and aid... Not even just corruption, but just, like, the rich staying richer.
Yeah. Did you read the part about the Department of Administration fund disbursements?
No,
probably the shadiest part of this entire thing. Let me look at page 68.
Page 68. 68.
The Department of Administration, like, regularly gives out money to the WEDC. And a direct quote from page 70, DOA indicated that because WEDC is not a state agency, DOA has no statutory authority to require WEDC to demonstrate its need for funding, and therefore must provide WEDC with funding in this manner. Because that's part of the reason they have such a huge cash balance on their books for this audit, is because the Department of Administration, instead of making it a needs-based apportionment or allotment, they're just, like, shoveling money into this program as fast as they could before Scott Walker left office.
That's...
The WEDC, so, like, even in that report was like, we don't necessarily need this money, but...
Yeah, it's interesting that they... Because it was a close gubernatorial election, but they, I think, realized that they could lose, if not would lose. And you were saying that during the thing, you know, you're talking about the WEDC, you know, just a way for them to shove a bunch of money into it to pay off his friends, even if he loses. And, you know, the audit
pretty much
bears it out.
Yeah.
One interesting thing about the way they do data and not found, well, I don't think this was technically a statutory issue, but they brought up the loan repayments and how WEDC thinks you should talk about the total, what was it? I don't want to get it mixed up. The total number of dollars repaid by your loans or not repaid.
Right.
Yet. Your outstanding loan balance.
Rather than going loan by loan.
And seeing how many have been paid off, a percentage.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like a way to hide a bunch of...
malfeasance?
Yeah, like you can't hide something like Foxconn from numbers in here. Like, it just sticks out. But like, you know, 100,000 here, 50,000 there, those types of numbers... And not having those repaid back. I mean, that seems like a great way to just hide. It's like laundering.
Yeah.
It's like laundering bribes because, like, you're putting it through this veneer of a...
I think there was, like, some of this fraud that you're describing on page 61 to 63. But yeah, it's just... They've turned this, our whole state's economic development, you know, centerpiece, into a matter of fraud. And, well... I guess not money laundering exactly, but it's at least shady. It's at least shady. I don't know what the key facts of this are, but...
WEDC removed from the online data information about the extent to which recipients of awards that it closed had achieved contractually required results. Yeah, so there was all this online data... that were about, essentially, you know, if it's working.
Right. The results.
You took that.
That you audit.
At the time of our audit, the online data no longer included the results of 392 awards that WEDC had closed. Mm-hmm. So that means the term of the whole arrangement was finished. So, because a lot of these grants and loans are, you know, they have like 3 years to create...
Mm-hmm.
15 jobs or whatever it is.
And then get dispersed this many tax credits in that period.
And so this meant they didn't have the information at all, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So even the audit bureau does not have... I mean, so they just deleted their own data.
Yeah. Because that's what you do if you're perfectly on the up and up. You delete all of the data and make sure nobody can ever look through it again to see how successful you were.
Yeah, it's like the FBI knocks on the door. They come in. There's a big pile of shredded paper. Well, what's that? Oh, that's nothing.
Oh, okay.
No, there was no... There's, why would I shred bad information? That would be incriminating.
And the WEDC...
Why would I incriminate myself?
Why would... The WEDC's response to this was like, why would we look at that? It's like, why?
Because, which they were statutorily required to keep, I believe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. There's a lot of smoke.
There's a lot of smoke in this. If I were in this building, I would probably try to find an exit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like those... They've written off millions of dollars of loans... In this, without, we don't know how any of these contracts were closed, so I guess we can't assume that it was necessarily bad, but it's not looking very good.
Here's a line. We continue to have concerns with the governing board's compliance with statutory reporting requirements because WEDC double-counted in the online data the numbers of some jobs created or retained. WEDC removed information about the extent to which the recipients of awards that it closed a year... Oh, that's a line from earlier. As is allowed by statutes, it is difficult for legislators and the public to assess program effectiveness until the results of closed awards are presented. Yeah, that's like...
That's where the corruption is.
That's sort of some auditing... that's like tough language for auditing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Concerns. Like this independent thing saying we have concerns about... Yeah. Yeah.
So... Yeah. It's pretty terrible, I would say.
I mean, this table here, too, is about expectations between jobs created or retained and then actual.
Mm-hmm. Not very good. The jobs retained are better because, you know...
But even the jobs retained, it's like...
80%. Oh, what was the other...
That should be higher. I mean, it's easier to retain something, a position, than create a position.
Yeah.
For a business.
While we're looking at this, I think it's on page 34. There's table 8.
My PDF viewer doesn't record the page numbers exactly. 34, table 8. WEDC's loan delinquency rates by year as of December 31st. So the payment delinquency rate and the principal delinquency... Oh, this was the difference. Yeah. And so the principal delinquency rate has shot up.
Exploded.
Yeah.
So this is versus currently 0.94 in the broader economy. Like less than 1% delinquency rates.
Yeah. So I had it, I think I had it backwards before. No, I had it right. Yeah. They don't record payment delinquency rates. They believe principal delinquency rate is a better measure of risk.
Uh-huh, but that doesn't include
interest. So they don't even record the other one.
Yeah.
Pay attention to it. What was that?
That doesn't include the interest and the other penalties that may... They probably... Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even include... They wouldn't even include penalties in their contracts, because of course they wouldn't. This is fraud and corruption. There's not going to be a negative incentive from the WEDC or the government.
I'm not
going
to be able to find... I thought it said something about... penalties, like they didn't have access to those numbers or something.
Because they don't exist. What do you mean we should have financial penalties? Uh-huh. Yeah. And on page 36, they explain how they didn't pursue any of these debts. Like,
they just stopped.
Didn't send any of these motherfuckers to
collections. They forgave some of them.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Forgave That's it. Pretty just crazy.
Hashtag generous. I wish the WEDC were my creditor.
Yes, but we can't do something like, after the financial crisis, a big, forgiveness of mortgages and shit. but, yeah, these unrecorded shady transactions with corporations. People wonder why, skeptical of... Why are you against corporations? Well, it's kind of just this sort of thing. Like, why can't they just... Like, if they're acting legit, why can't they just be more open about things?
Open and transparent.
Because, on some level, the corporations should have some openness to their book. I mean, and these aren't just corporations, there's LLCs and all. Mm-hmm. But
businesses.
Businesses should have some openness to their books.
Right, reporting requirements.
So the WEDC, our complaints have kind of been in two camps. It's kind of like the idea behind it and the execution of it. But in some ways, the critique about the idea behind it, doing it in the first place, is because of... it's because it was going to be administered poorly and that... Now it,
it's demonstrated.
This is actually not just, I think the last audit, which was I didn't read, but it was worse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Way less, they were more than concerned.
So, it's not particularly
showing results, which was expected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think sometimes someone might see something like this and think, you know, oh, but, you know, what if we just do it better? And, you know, we'll check again in 2 years, and then, you know, we'll just keep trying to do better, but...
But they're not changing the people who have done it this far. Like, how are you supposed to get the same people in the same organization with the same incentives to somehow do better? The only real reform that they've made is they've arranged literally the deck chairs. They changed the number of seats apportioned to the various appointees, or pointers.
Yeah, what was it? The two legislatures got... Do they get more now or less?
Less. The governor gets less. The two bodies of the assembly and the Senate get less.
So there's just fewer people total?
Just fewer people. Oh. Just less oversight in general.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, that seems to be the theme. The theme of this attempt at oversight is that this corporation really does not like oversight.
And it's an economic development corporation funded by the state, so it shouldn't be, you know, tied to some LLC corner store operations, like, reporting requirements.
Yeah. Or even, like, exactly.
Like, they have taken one of those key sovereign powers of economic development for our state and just used it however they saw fit. Which apparently was corrupt. I assume. I mean, again, this is a smoke-filled room, and I can't...
Yeah, it's a smoke-filled room, and you are blinded, so you can't find where the fire is. You might stumble into the fire, but you're not going to be able to call it out or put it out. Yeah.
Why should we have the lights turned on?
So, is there... What... Okay, so they extended... the terms of the people... Because I remember we talked about this once before the election.
Or
maybe
terms,
just after, when they started doing the shenanigans in the,
right.
in the Republican houses.
Because it's due to be reorganized later this year, I think.
It's September. Yeah. And so that was... Before that would have happened before.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe when you actually brought up the putting money into it, it might have actually been about this. Like, they're giving themselves 10, 11 more months. To do more of what I think this is already hinting at is being done. And then maybe something to do with Foxconn? I don't know what's left to do with that.
I don't know.
And actually, Ever seems to be, I'm getting an impression, dealing with Foxconn. Like, they seem to at least be engaging him.
Right.
Which leads me to think that they're...
Well, that's proactive business approach. Like, even if you don't necessarily agree with the guy, you at least have to get in that room and start talking, because that's how you build a relationship where you get any kind of deal out of it.
Because even if you might... If in Foxconn's view, they might lose out under Evers compared to Walker, there's still... Well, do you want to lose out a lot or lose out a little? Like, you know... and so they're trying to, you know, like, just make the best of the situation for themselves. And I don't know at this point if... Because Evers can't just cancel it all. Or
well, no, he's not... He doesn't have the authority that Walker had, right? Like, Walker was chairman of the WEDC, if memory serves.
Yeah,
Like, as governor, he had way more control over all of this.
I think Evers will be chairman come September.
No, I thought they removed the governor out of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He appoints...
He appoints the CEO, okay, I think. Yeah. Or the Senate appoints it.
But the WEDC today, if they decided to, couldn't just undo... Like, things were signed with Foxconn, right?
Yeah,
and in general was these.
Yeah. There are contracts. These are legally binding documents.
So it's not so much an issue of, like, some sort of... rash, you know, stroke of the pen and everything gets dramatically changed. It's more, at this point, it's active oversight
mm-hmm.
of... Which... I could see going better.
Yeah. It needs to
come 9 months. Like, who knows what they're doing before then.
Right.
But a year from now, books open, majority control in... well, see, now I can't... I'd have to look at the numbers. You don't... Would they have majority control?
No.
Would Evers' people...
No, because, like, the Assembly and Senate get 8 votes. And then Evers gets 4 votes, and then the minority parties gets get like one vote each, in each.
So they're just down.
That's 8-6.
And if it was a state agency, you wouldn't have that.
Nope. Yeah. I mean, that's why it needs to be unwound and turned back into the Department of Commerce.
Hmm. But that would require the legislature.
God damn it. Voss. There will be no compromise, no progress under Voss.
Yeah, he's turning himself into a little mini Mitch McConnell here.
He's a super villain.
Yeah. Did you see the... So Robin Voss is from Racine, and Kringle is like the food of Racine, and he ordered the sergeant-at-arms to stop serving Kringle the other day.
Is that what that was about? Yeah.
Okay. I assume because, you know... He's like, okay, we need to get our... It's like getting kids. Like, okay, come on, we need to do the vote now. Okay, stop serving Kringle. We need to... But I don't know, like, people from Racine aren't supposed to constantly promote Kringle. You're born into it.
That's kind of a Wisconsin thing. I didn't realize Racine had a particular connection.
Well, Kringle is Danish.
Right.
And the largest population, at least as of when I was growing up, the largest population of Danes outside of Denmark was Racine.
Wow.
It's not even that much. But
that's why they were socialist.
Yeah, for a while. And so they made this version of Kringle there, and even the ones you see around the state, I mean, the center of that is Racine.
Yeah.
Some places do make it.
Because, yeah, you get old-fashioned in Beloit.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, Robin Voss, not a friend of Racine. Friend of Foxconn, maybe.
What is the town that he represents? It's like at the edge of Racine.
Well, his district goes into the city, I think. Oh, some.
I thought it was just all in his county.
Well, I think, if I recall, the way they do it, because he's in the assembly, right? So, if I recall, you know, there's a few assemblymen or assembly districts are in and around Racine, and those were gerrymandered to make most of the... Like, they packed one,
mm-hmm.
middle of Racine, all of the Democratic votes, pretty much, and then they picked off around that center.
Correct.
Bits, yeah, that's the cracking, and then so most of those people's districts, like, they wouldn't even say Racine in the name, and they'd have some fucking... I mean, a couple of them, I'm like, I don't even know where this is, and I grew up there. Like, I don't know what the fuck, you know, Deerton is. You know, just like these made-up names as far as I'm concerned. But most of those assemblymen's districts are rural.
Huh.
And I think the state senate is something along those lines, too. Because that's that Republican...
Gerrymandering.
Yeah, but what's his name? DeWangard or something? There's a big Rolling Stone article, like... I think we might have even talked about it on the pod like a year and a half ago about it was a Rolling Stone writer went to Racine to do the big thing about before the case that made it to the Supreme Court. Well, that they didn't take, but
right. Right. I think I remember this now. Yeah.
But he talked about how he compared where the Democrat state senator and this Vanguard, or however you pronounce his name, Republican. Lived and how the districts changed just like a few blocks to like cement his control. It's really egregious.
That gerrymandering, it's going to hold us back. I mean, it's going to kill us, destroy the state.
I have not seen numbers on... So like, let's say Evers... So like, look at the 2018 midterms from Wisconsin where the assembly had... So votes for Democratic assembly members, I think, was about equal to Evers' vote total for governor. And Call was right around. They were all very close.
Yeah.
Baldwin had a... She was in her own league. But those numbers, if they went up on total, like the governor numbers, the statewide numbers went up, let's say, 5%, would that tip... I, from the numbers I remember seeing and not having calculated, it seems like they all had enough of a win that even a big state bump would change, certainly wouldn't give a majority to the Democrats.
Nope.
And that's pretty, like, if you have 56% of the state.
I think, wasn't it like 63% voted Democrat in the assembly races?
If that's the case, then that is more in line with Tammy's numbers.
It was pretty egregious.
Because Evers Walker was like 50, Five? 50 almost.
Yeah, 50.
No, he, oh, right, they it was split. Close. It was yeah. almost a recount.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah, I mean, that was a pretty, he didn't win with a big number. And it literally didn't affect
anything.
Either house. Huh. Like, that's crazy that in...
That's how cemented it is.
I mean, when you go from all the statewide offices changing and not, I think... In fact, didn't the Republicans gain a seat in the Assembly?
Yeah.
Or Senate? One of them, they gained a seat. That is so terrible. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's unlikely...
So don't look for reform or oversight.
I mean, so in 2020, we'll have the presidential race in Wisconsin. There'll be some of these state seats up, right, I think?
Johnson? Is it Johnson's turn?
No, I don't think we have a Senate election in 2020. Okay. And we won't have any statewide offices, so...
Oh, no.
That's pretty much what Trump does will control what the... any statewide elections, which I don't think would be everyone, but I think the assembly speakers are probably every 2 years.
Yeah.
And then the federal House seats,
mm-hmm.
Which doesn't affect WEDC, the topic, but no. is interesting.
Yeah.
But there won't be any lower card races
for a while
in Wisconsin when Trump is on the ballot, which I think helps Trump. Because it's not like Tammy Baldwin's up for re-election at the same time. It's someone who can drive a few more votes out.
Or even Tony Evers.
Unless, at that point, Trump is so unpopular in Wisconsin that him doing bad will actually help statewide races. Or not statewide, but like Assembly and yeah. House seats.
Maybe.
He'd have to be pretty unpopular.
How unpopular is he? He seems at least maintaining his popularity here.
I haven't seen a... Well, I guess... That Charles Franklin at Marquette has done some statewide polling, I think, about Trump approval ratings. I think it's about the same. If I recall, it's something like he gained Republicans who didn't like Trump, but he lost independents.
So
in Wisconsin. So yeah. It's kind of a wash. And then the question is, does that slight variation in the makeup of his support affect re-election in Wisconsin and nationally?
Sounds like just the independents are just more up in the air. So they're just there's going to be a more of a mad grab for them in 2020.
What are people going to do to get the independent vote?
What are you willing to do to get an independent vote for you?
I actually think the Elizabeth Warren strategy is pretty good for getting independent. It's like, I mean, it's also a little unrealistic, because it's not like even a fraction of her plans are going to happen.
Unfortunately.
But they do give a direction toward her priorities and her how she thinks about solutions to these problems. So if she can do anything within executive administration that's similar to legislation that could be put forth, then... You know, you might, and her strategy is like, you want childcare? Childcare. You know, she's just going
just
down. Here's all these plans that we can actually do. You know, I don't know. I think that speaks to a lot of people.
She's like,
even if they think it's unrealistic, they're like, well, at least she's trying.
She hasn't gotten over fourth in the race, though, right?
Yeah, no, she hasn't.
Sure.
Yeah.
I wonder,
that'll change. Just give them some debate time. At this point, the slight variations just don't matter compared to what could happen after a couple debates. So,
Everybody go chip in a dollar to your favorite block of candidates to make sure they make it to the debate stage, like Gravel, and I don't necessarily agree with her, but Tulsi Gabbard.
Because she has certain issues that.
Yeah. I mean, that 2012 torture quote can just replay it in the back of my mind at any time. Her quote was just downright terrible. It was 2012, well after Lindy England did her human pyramid. When most of the country had moved on from the moral ambiguity of torture. Not to mention she voted against that Protecting minorities in India resolution.
That's because she's...
In the pocket of the BJP and RSS.
You know...
I've heard a lot of people defend it that she takes money from everybody in India, but... I don't know, man.
That's a weird defense.
Yeah. And she's also taking money from the Congress Party. It's like, okay, but she doesn't need to take that money from the BJP and RSS.
I'm sorry. How is this legal? I thought that's illegal.
No. Those supporters of those parties who have emigrated to America.
Okay, sorry.
They have expatriate blocks.
Yes, okay. Yeah, which is pretty common.
Yeah.
Although, isn't that a way that you... Isn't that... I don't know. I guess it's... When I hear stuff like that, I think that there is money coming from a foreign source.
I mean, those people make money off of their business ties to their home countries.
Oh, okay. So it can all be laundered through multiple layers of...
Even through
lacking intentionality.
Foreign money dribbles into our electoral system. There's very little we can do about it.
Like... I was listening to something recently where they were talking about in the 80s how in Boston they would pass around like a coffee can and you throw in money for the IRA. And the money would be sent to
the IRA.
I mean, mostly by guns, I think.
I assume.
Some of it might have been to...
safe houses?
Well, I was just going to say just to fund normal political activities. I mean, they did do that too. They had a normal political wing that did things like make yard signs, I assume, and shit like that. It's like, I'll give you $20, but only if it goes towards yard signs for Sinn Féin.
No provost.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Any last words on WEDC? We got off track at
I'm
the end here.
Not optimistic for oversight. They're going to spend the next 9 months, or however many months, that aren't covered in this current audit. To just put out as much of that money as they possibly can. Hopefully the DOA will change their priorities and not give them money if they don't need it. But, that's something Tony Evers could do pretty easily.
Yeah, that makes sense to me, actually.
Like, that's one thing that we could do very easily.
Although they already had a balance above. I mean, they have some on hand already.
Yeah, because of the last applications. Yeah.
But yeah, it would prevent more.
It's like, oh, well, you have money, so I guess you don't need money.
Yeah, really.
I don't...
Or it's like, you know, I assume the way it works is if a loan gets repaid back, that money is the WEDC's for future use.
Yeah, it just goes into their accounts for operations.
Yeah. Or future loans. So, I mean, maybe it's like, okay, we're not going to give you more money. You have to get your rate up of getting paid back. You know, you have excess. Use that to do more loans if you want, but make sure they're ones that you're going to get repaid on.
Like, you guys have a principal delinquency rate of, like, over 14%. And, like, there's no central accountability for these contracts. Like, there's no way for even management to know what happened in these 394 different contracts.
Yeah.
Like, just, there's no internal mechanisms. Like, even from a financial management perspective, that seems like a huge red flag.
Yeah.
What is the priority of this organization if we don't have any records?
Yeah. I don't know how they expect to do what they're supposed to be doing.
This whole no records thing, I just can't get around it. It's like, you guys won't have any principles, direction, like, demonstrable success?
No, it purely is like, it's like purely funneled on... like some sort of right-wing myth, and that's it. They're unwilling to do, like, it's kind of where zealotry and ideological purity on the right sort of meets with policy. You know, a lot of times it's like, or not even meets with policy, meets with administration and policy, because, like, a lot of times when, like, the zealotry... it just leads to them doing the thing in the first place. But here they're like, okay, but we have to fucking do it badly.
We have to live by our rules.
And if we don't do it badly, we are not being pure.
Right.
And it's really fucked up. It's like, it's just unreasonable. And if it wasn't soaked in like this decades of like this crazy shit on talk radio, like it just seems like even if someone made the mistake of doing something like this in the first place, there could at least be some oversight. I mean, but the whole point of doing it's not oversight. So yeah, it wouldn't have never been done in the first place.
Nope.
State could have saved money.
The whole state could have been better off for it.
Yeah. See, but it's weird that someone like Walker thinks that cementing his power... Like, do you think he would view the WEDC as, you know, including the, you know, paying off people and not having it accountable and, you know, throwing money around to keep the rich richer, that that is better for his power than having, let's say, actually improved the Department of Commerce and really made it this thing that gets us out of, you know, twice as good as Minnesota got out of the recession?
Yeah, right. Not hassled poor women about whether or not they can find a job. Yeah. To get their welfare benefits.
Yeah. And that doesn't seem to be how they want to get political power, which is also then kind of makes them, again, back around to bad at actually governing.
Mm-hmm.
Like Trump, you know, Trump, for example, campaigns with his right-wing populism, culture war, but he talks about things, you know, like, we're going to have better medical insurance or whatever for everyone. And, you know, but then when he actually governs, because they have such disdain for it all, they can't even do the things that they're promising.
No, it's just badly, ineptly performed.
And so then they have to, their incentive is to double down on, I mean, even though Walker's not in power, if you look at what he talks about right now, it's all just like bullshit demonizing,
yeah.
Cultural, like even the economic stuff, like being against socialism,
mm-hmm.
is just like a 4-year-old being against, you know, like a bad character in a movie.
Yeah.
It's just like a crayon socialism bad,
yeah.
You know, with like the S backwards or something. And he just, there's like no economic insight, which they don't need.
No.
Because no one cares about if they're going to do it well on their side.
Like, they've just pushed that entire idea of government involvement in business like out of their minds. And so, socialism.
And so, I feel like I kind of have some confidence that this will hurt them politically, eventually.
At some point.
Because, like, it's just, if you're bad at your job, people eventually get wise to it, oftentimes, if they have the power. And that's why they double down on gerrymandering and all that, of course, to make it less democratic, to have them voted out of office. But, you know, that's where I kind of get some hope. Is that I do kind of have some hope that they can't be bad at governing this long. They just... It's unsustainable. Great. Yeah, or they just... if you're bad at governing for so long, you eventually say, okay, let's stop governing this way and just make it like a corporate dictatorship or something. You know, like... Once they start thinking that they can't win elections, well, let's just stop having elections. And, you know.
Is that 2020?
Can a state do that? Could they change? Can a state change its constitution to stop being democratic within
democratic norms?
Because you have to follow the Bill of Rights and the amendments and all that.
But if you're willing to give up that, what you don't really care about those processes, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of
I suppose everyone, you have to have a right to vote. You have to have at least a show of it.
Yeah.
No one says your votes have to determine who wins.
Yeah.
There's a loophole. I don't know if it's this. All right, well, we should wrap up, and we are just about hitting an hour, and this has been Tell Me What to Think. Tell Me What to Think. All right.
Today's the sunny. Today's the rain. Destroy the myth, and we'll break our chains. Break your chain!